October 7th, 2008, Taipei court detains ex-bureau head. Consequences: the former head of the Ministry of Justice's Investigation Bureau could face a minimum of 5 years in jail, but he denied any wrongdoing in court. The Taipei District Court yesterday ordered the detention of Ye Shengmao, former head of the Ministry of Justice's Investigation Bureau, for allegedly withholding information on former President Chen Shui-bian's possible involvement in money laundering. Ye stands accused of covering up for Chen and warning the former president that a foreign anti-money laundering organization was investigating alleged money laundering by Chen's family. Ye was indicted on August 28th on suspicion of concealing government documents containing a list of overseas bank accounts in the names of members of Chen's family and leaking national secrets. His lawyers have maintained he knew nothing about the alleged money laundering. In yesterday's hearing, the presiding judge said Ye's behavior might have helped Chen profit illegally and therefore might have violated the criminal code. The judge said, because corruption is a serious crime with a minimum of 5 year sentence, the court had decided to detain Ye, a decision that seemed to leave him shocked. He was taken to the Taipei Detention Center from the court after the hearing. Ye's trial at Taipei District Court was due to take place behind closed doors on September 15th because it involved national security issues, but the court later decided the hearing would be open to the public. Prosecutors said that Ye was supposed to relay information that the Bureau's anti-money laundering center obtained on January 27th from the International Anti-Money Laundering Egmont Group to the Supreme Prosecutor's Office, but that the office never received it. Prosecutors also accused Ye of failing to pass on information it had obtained about possible money laundering by former First Lady Wu Shuzhen to prosecutors in 2006. When the judge asked Ye whether he had handed over classified documents to Chen in order to keep his job, Ye said no. He told the court he had not broken the law by handing over any documents to Chen and had not concealed any official documents. As a criminal investigator and an intelligence chief, I had to hand over documents concerning intelligence information to the head of the nation, which is legal. Ye told the court, Chen's office has said that the former president received 2 pieces of intelligence from Ye, but that they were not documents.